Worship Radio 247.
It is wonderful to bring you this word, as always. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 13. And today we're looking at a portion of verse 7. In a few days' time, well, hopefully by Thursday, I am going to go through everything and give you a checklist. And I want you to write down on a piece of paper what I say and then a little box by the side of it so you can tick it or cross it. And we're going to go through it like that on Thursday. We're hoping to do that on Thursday. But right now, I'm looking at this. It says, love never gives up. On yesterday's program, we saw it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Now listen to this. Listen carefully to what I'm saying now. Rejoices when the truth wins out. This very day, I've received an email, and I want to read a portion of this email to you. It says this, beloved, that's how it starts, beloved. I pray you find peace with this. Now, getting an email that says, beloved, I pray you find peace with this, immediately you're going to assume that this person is born again of the Spirit of God. It then goes on to say, I'm Mrs. Estelle Richard from Scotland, wife to late Dr. Richard Wilson, ex-chairman of TOC London, who died in a ghastly motor accident on his way to a board meeting. Wow, you might think. Already I've found an inconsistency because her name's Mrs. Estelle Richard and his name's Richard Wilson. So there's already a little inconsistency there. We were married with no child and I've decided not to remarry since I'm now old. When my husband was alive, he deposited £16,500,000, $5,000 with a bank here in Cote d'Ivory in West Africa. Now, she said she was from Scotland, yet she's on the coast d'Ivory in West Africa, which he intended to use as a charity project. And the bank wrote me a week ago to come and claim this money as the next of kin to give an authority letter to someone who can use it for me. I can't do this myself because I'm presently in hospital where I've been taking treatment for cancer of the lungs for the past 4 years. My doctors have told me I have only but a few weeks to live, so I've decided to use this fund for charity work, as I have no family. So I've decided to look for a sincere person or family who can use 80% of the fund run the charity. As soon as you respond, I will write an authority letter to the bank to release the fund to you. I want you to promise me that you will use this fund exactly as I have said. I await your urgent reply, Mrs. Estelle Richard. Let me tell you, this person is writing an email in the name of Jesus, I believe, because they're using these terms that Christians would recognize. And immediately you would think, oh, wow, that is amazing. But it is a fraud. And I receive probably 12, maybe 13 emails like this every single day. Yet every single one of them are doing them in the name of Jesus. What does that verse say? It does not rejoice when about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Beloved, these are fraudulent emails, and they're done in the love of Christ. But you will be fleeced. You will end up with no money. You will give your bank account details away, and that is how they're going to get you. This is the work of the evil one, beloved. And what I'm trying to say to you here is when we are speaking to people that we don't specifically know, we have to be very, very vigilant. We have to be very careful. And we also have to use the gifts God has given us in discernment. He does not expect us to be stupid. He expects us to pray and use the discernment that He gives us, beloved. Love never gives up. When you love someone, You are supposed to love them forever and ever and ever and ever and ever if it is real love. And by the time we've finished, beloved, I am praying in Jesus' name that we can put tick boxes by a great deal of these points that we are making here on 1 Corinthians 13. You have to be discerning. You have to be very, very careful. My business manager, Ray, often says to me, "You know what, I'm even scared of calling myself a Christian now. What I want to do is call myself a believer." Now watch this. "Because every time I've been fleeced, or every time I've been mugged, as he calls it, it's always been by Christians, using the name of Jesus. And I have been mugged and fleeced over the years many, many, many times." Beloved, we have to be careful. We have to be vigilant. We have to be on our guard. We know this. We know that we've got to be on our guard now. Because I believe we're in the last days. I believe it won't be long before the Lord Jesus is going to come back to claim his bride. And when he claims his bride, beloved, he is claiming a spotless bride. He's claiming, therefore, a spotless, unified church. And this, beloved, surely, is what we've got to work toward. We've got to work toward this unified church so that we are loving people the way we are supposed to love, the way Paul is teaching us right now to love. We have to be patient and we have to be kind. We can't be jealous or boastful or proud or rude. We can't demand our own way. We can't be irritable, and we have to keep no record of when we've been wronged. We've got to not rejoice about injustice, but we've got to rejoice when the truth wins out. We have to never give up, never lose faith, and always be hopeful and endure through every circumstance. That is what we have to do with each individual that comes our way, with each individual that we find ourselves in relationship with, for whatever reason. If they're members of our church, if they're members of our prayer group, if they're members of our cell group, whatever it is. We have to be part of the unified church. And the one thing I believe that we need to do is look toward heart unity. And I want you to write those words down if you're taking notes. Write down the words heart unity. Because this is what Christ is coming back for. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you want Jesus to come back now? Do you want him to come back really soon? Or do you want to continue living your life? I know this. I want the Lord to come back really, really soon. I am hungry. Hungry. Starving, in fact, for the Lord to come back. But he will only come back when, one, the time is right, and two, he comes back for a spotless bride. He comes back for a spotless, spotless church. And beloved, if you want that, if that is your desire, then we need to work toward that, you and I. We need to work toward heart unity within our community, within our church. We've got to stop the fighting. We've got to stop the jealousy. We've got to stop the backbiting. We've got to stop talking about people behind their backs. We've got to stop gossiping. All of these things we have to do. And we have to embrace one another as Christ has embraced us first. That is what I believe that we should do. We'll start to put a list together in the next few days. And I want you to write this list down. And as God deals with you in certain areas, I want you to tick it or cross it or do whatever you want to do on that. But let us all, beloved, work toward heart unity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to go right on now.